talk about the game tonight, and then we'll take questions, so raise your hand, please.
I am. Tonight for the Penguins, Marc-Andre Fleury will be starting in net. Zibetnik Mikhailuk will also be in the lineup this evening, and Sidney Crosby will also be in the lineup this evening. And I'm going to leave it. I don't want to.
Can you coach this game to get the event out of the way early, or do you coach this game to ride the wave of the event?
I'm not sure exactly how this, the emotion of the game tonight, the energy in the building, and you know, the emotions of our team are going to play out along with the fact that Sidney will be in the lineup. So if you have any suggestions about that one, I'll take them. But, you know, we're game 21. We're playing a team that has struggled and not done well, coming off a tough loss, as we're coming off a game where we haven't played very well. And our focus today is about getting to what we need to do to play the game tonight, and our details and how we need to play. And Sidney is tonight a part of that. So we've already addressed some of that situation, and we're going to do that going into the game tonight. And Sidney's going to be playing next to 14 and Kunitz and Dupuis, because that's probably the most comfortable spot for him to be in. You know, Sullivan, Neal, there's lots of different possibilities, but those guys would be new for him to play with in a game, and which is why he's going to go with 14 and 9. And we're going to start off getting right to what we need to as a team in our game, and that's what's important about tonight and our game tonight. And we'll all be excited to see how the building is when he comes out, and anticipate some of the energy in the game. But I know our team, including Sidney's, got focus in our team and our game tonight.
On the right, Tim.
Then talking to his line mates, you know, Dupuis said he heard that Sue was coming back from his daughter, and Kunitz said that he heard from his wife. I'm just wondering how you came to hear. Did you hear from the doctors, from Sid himself? How did you come to hear, and how did you disseminate that to the team from that point? And how are you getting the news across to them that he was coming back?
Well, this week we knew Sidney was continuing and progressing on his rehab and doing well. Knew that we were getting close, and knew also that he was going to be seeing the doctor on Sunday, yesterday. So there was a slight anticipation, you know, talking with Sid the last few days, that possibly Monday would be the day. I know he had the doctor in the morning yesterday with and met with them, and I heard from Ray Shiro at my kid's game. I was watching my son play at RMU yesterday, and Ray called, and I anticipated a phone call about that time, and that's where I heard about it. I talked to Sidney, you know, shortly after that, and obviously confirmed that he was playing in the game. But I was sitting in that crowd and felt like my wife was there, and around some family members, around some Penguin fans, and I always get the question about when Sidney's coming back. And if anyone thought it was a predetermined date or a date, my wife gave away the tickets to this game 2 days ago. So my family doesn't have tickets for tonight's game. But you know, I found out then, and I figured, like everybody else, that our team was going to get word quicker than I could give it to them, and it turns out that's the case.
Dan, we didn't see Sid get hit very often in practice. Is that something you guys are comfortable with, obviously, now that he's going to be returning to game action, and why are you comfortable with that aspect?
Sidney's been involved in contact drills where he's could get hit, could get bumped, going to the net, could get hit for about the better part of 3 weeks. I think it's over 3 weeks. You know, I think if you were looking for one big center ice collision or some run the gauntlet where we had our biggest player run into Sydney. That's not how you progress back to being ready to play in a game. He's gotten knocked down. He's gotten hit. He's gone to the net. He's been thrown into the boards. He's hit other people in the course of the drills and jostling. And I'm completely comfortable that he's taken, you know, contact. Is it as much as Steve McIntyre running into you? No, but he's gone through those things. He's gone through them for quite some time.
Dan, a couple other things with the lineup. With Zibanejad McCullough coming back, can you talk about the benefit, particularly with him and Paul Martin being together 5-on-5 and penalty kill? And then Joe Vitale, is he injured, or is this play maybe fallen off just a little bit from training camp in the first section of the season?
The pairings tonight for the game will be Martin and Mikhailik, Orpik and Letang, and Niskanen and England will be the matchups for tonight for our defensive. And I think in terms of our defense, what it does for our defense, it really gives you two strong matchup top four defensemen. Z's a guy who's first over the boards on the penalty kill and excels in that area of the game for us. And he'll be that guy for us again tonight. I think playing with Paul Martin, that's where Paul has, and the two of them have played their best event together, played a lot of games together. They've been shut down pair together, and so has 44 and 58. They've been that pair as well. So I think when you start the season, you look at those guys being together, and we're going to get that again tonight, which we think is a really good six defenseman.
How are you going to manage Crosby's ice time?
Well, Sydney tells me that he's probably going to be, you know, we've joked that he's going to be ready for about 12 minutes of ice tonight, just with the adrenaline going, and I laugh at that and know he's dead wrong, that he's going to want to get out there immediately again after his first one. He's going to want to get out there in a lot of different situations, and he's going to want to get on the ice a lot more than 12 minutes. There's not a predetermined time. There's not a goal to say we're going to do 14 or 15 or 16 or 20. The game will dictate it a little bit in situations. More power plays would mean more time on the ice. But he's going to also have a lot of adrenaline going. And you know, that first time you do get some fatigue. And, you know, we're going to monitor it a little bit, but he's going to get out there and he's going to play a fair amount.
Dan, obviously Crosby makes everybody around him better. I'm just curious about Chris Letang. He, more than anyone, I thought, was a beneficiary of Crosby in the lineup, and his game soared. How much better can he be with Crosby? Because he seems to have taken on, you know, one of the roles of the best defenseman in the game of hockey right now.
Chris played really well for us the first half of last year, had his name mentioned in the Norris Trophy, putting himself up there at the top of the league. He's certainly done a lot of good things for us this year and gotten some points. Power play wise, he's been, I think he's gone to a different level with helping our power play out. I think with Crosby and with Malkin in the lineup, Chris doesn't need to feel like he needs to do it all himself. He doesn't need to feel like he needs to go end to end. And I think he plays a more effective game with his skill set by getting the puck to our forwards with that focus and then being a factor offensively. When his mindset is being a good defensive shutdown guy, his game goes way up, both offensively and defensively, in what he does. So I think with a full lineup or with our guys back in there, it allows Chris is more within his mindset of, I got to be a good defender and I got to get the puck to these guys, and not thinking about going and doing the majority of it himself. And that's where he's excelled. That's where he was great last year. And I think he's done a good job of that this year. He's going to get another chance to do it again with 87 and 71 in the lineup tonight.
Three more on the right
thing. Dan, how do you expect opponents to play Sydney physically, knowing you know what he's just come through?
The opponent, the coach's decisions, and the opponents who they match up against our team, you know, they change when it's just 11 in our lineup. It changes when it's 71 and 11, and it changes dramatically when it's 87, 71, and 11. There's three pretty good centermen down the middle of the ice, and it's tough to match up against all three of those guys. If 11's going against the other team's best line, depending on how teams play their defensemen, it really really changes the dynamic of the game when all three of them are in there together. And so I think it's one of the most comfortable positions to be in when all three of them are in there as a coach, because the matchup is not a they're more concerned about it than our team is, and it's tough to match up against those three. And you have two guys that are very, very good defensive centermen as well in that mix, so you don't get in a mixed matchup a lot, and the dynamic changes for the opposition. We'll see a little bit of that tonight. They'll have to decide what they're going to do with the different lines and matchups we can throw at them.
Last
one, Dan, you've had some issues with special teams the last few games. How much of a boost do you get with Sydney coming back on the power play, Zabinek coming back on the PK?
Two of our better players in those situations. I hope it's a big boost. Our PK has been very good. Our success rate has been very good. We've obviously given up 4 goals in our last 2 games. That does happen in the course of a year where you run into those situations. I think getting Z back tonight in particular gets you a little bit of a boost and a focus of getting back to what we do well and what we need to do well to be a good penalty killing group and to limit their opportunities. And we've talked about our power play a lot in the last 3 years with and without Sid, but if the practice in the morning skate was any indication, Steve Sullivan's going to get a few more goals in his game than he has been. But we'll see. There's some things we need in our power play. Sydney's obviously going to be dangerous. He's going to be in a place closer to the net tonight where we've seen him be in the past. And hopefully we can get him in our power play to do the things that are necessary. Sid's certainly dangerous, and I think Steve Sullivan adds a dynamic to our power play that we have not had, and it will be nice to see him get together here and do some damage.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Broadcasters, if you want to meet with Dan, please hug CH in the hallway.